Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're about 1 week removed from Trick or Treat. So, it was last week at this time. We hadn't changed the clocks yet, so it wasn't this dark yet. It was last week at this time, people were getting ready for all those little ghouls and goblins and this and that, and people dressed as 6'7", whatever the hell that is, to come to your house, to come up to your door, to say, trick or treat, then you put candy in the bag, thank you, or their parents say, what do you say? And they say, thank you. Well, there was a situation, dare I say, near Larkin's Way and 27th on the south side. Without giving away the ending, let's bring in Maddie Carver, who was in the middle of that situation for a whole week. Hi, Maddie. How are you?
Hi, Colin. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. So, the situation was that you gave out trick-or-treat candy last Friday night. Am I correct? And you got, like, what, 100 kids?
Yep.
Okay, so that happened. Then, I am looking at a news story that I saw maybe yesterday. I saw you on the news just a little bit ago. You're all over the place because you lost what?
I lost my diamond engagement ring that I got in 2011 from my gorgeous husband.
Oh my gosh. And so, you're giving away this candy. Now, it was raining, remember, last Friday. So,
It wasn't. It was cold. Okay. It was really cold, Colin.
At my house, it rained a little bit. Just drizzled, and it was cold. And the barometric pressure was like, it makes your fingers go ebb and flow, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So you've been looking and looking and looking. People have seen this story all over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And kids have checked their candy. Kids have gotten in touch with you. And you put the APB out. How hard was that over the past week or so to tell people, I've lost my ring?
It was really sad. I mean, I had my moments where I was crying. I mean, it was really like a sad thing. I thought that ring, you know, not to give anything away, but I thought I would never see that ring again. It was really pretty devastating. But I do have to say that Pittsburgh is an incredible town.
Uh-huh.
And this community has come together for this ring like you would not believe. It's all the Facebook groups. It's the Southside Facebook group. It's the Southside Pittsburgh kids that put the trick-or-treat route together. Everybody has banded together. Everybody's been so sweet to me about it. Everybody is sending me, they're like, hey, pray to St. Anthony. Your ring will come back. You know, I mean, I've gotten just the sweetest, and my husband, too, we've gotten the sweetest notes. I mean, Pittsburgh is, you know, Pittsburgh's one hell of a town.
It is. So I texted you at like noon today after I got your number and found out this whole story and whatever. And you're like, yeah, sure, I'll come on. You're down in the dump still looking for this. About an hour ago, you texted me and said what?
So my neighbor, my beautiful, beautiful neighbor, her name's Jihan Mahdi, she and her girlfriend were coming along. They had four little children, little babies. They were so cute. They were dressed up as Spider-Man, Captain America. They had the cutest little costumes on. They broke my heart. And of course, I'm being, you know, very jovial that night. I had some friends over, might have had a couple glasses of wine. So I reach into the basket of candy and I'm, you know, just dumping candy into these children's bags. And I know the moms were kind of looking at me like, okay, that's okay, lady, like that's enough candy.
Right.
But it was just so cute and so fun. And, you know, and I came back in, I saw that the ring was gone there were so many trick-or-treaters, I couldn't think. But then this woman, this beautiful woman with her gorgeous baby, she said, I have your ring. She FaceTimed me. She showed me the ring. Yes, indeed, that is my ring. As soon as I get off the phone with you, Colin, I'm going to go over to that woman's house and I'm going to get my ring back and I'm going to give them all a huge hug and kiss, whether they want to hug and kiss me or not. They're getting a huge hug and kiss because this is one of like the most magical things and stories that's ever happened to me. Like, I can't believe like how the media has been so supportive of me, that these beautiful, beautiful Southside community folks have just been so darling and wonderful and concerned and just, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. Like, this has just been like, my husband's sitting in this house, like, what is happening? But it's beautiful.
So it was missing you just found it like an hour ago. It was missing for this whole time. Did she find it in the candy? Did she just find it today? Do you know what day she found it? Did she just find it right now?
She just saw the story, uh-huh. And she said, I went into my kid's bag and I looked, and she's like, sure enough, there it was.
Oh,
she said, I just saw everything today. And she said, and I thought, oh, wait, we were at 27th and Larkins. And she went into the bag. She pulled it out. She's like, well, this is the exact same as the picture. And yeah, she found it.
Now, this ranks up there in the pantheon of great finding ring stories. Did you ever see the story about the airport when the maintenance guys ripped apart the baggage carousel to find that lady's ring?
Oh, my goodness. No, yeah. I haven't, but geez.
Yes, I think it happened over this past summer. A lady was getting her, you know how it comes down to the carousel and you get your checked bags and whatever? I guess it fell off of her finger and went down in between the things into the mechanism, and they spent like all night taking the whole thing apart because it kept moving, and they eventually found it after hours and hours and hours, which is, in some ways, if yours involved more people and potentially could have gone more places, I think finding yours was harder, Maddie.
Well, all I could think was that ring was going to end up in a landfill. Like, it was going to end up in the trash somehow, or it was going to end up in like a little kid's like drawer or a toy box. And then like someday, like that kid would go to college or whatever, and they would just dump the toy box out and there would go my ring. You know, there's just so many different scenarios. But one thing I have learned is that engagement rings and love stories are very important to people. And it really touches people and it really motivates, you know, it motivated that worker at the airport to take that mechanism apart. I mean, people went to like great lengths to bring this ring back to me. And, you know, right now there's like not a lot happening in the world that's like a lot of fun.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Like, to have something be like kind of a heartwarming story and like a fun story, you know, hey, if my, you know, discomfort and my devastation caused a nice story for everybody, well, that's okay. I can give that.
You know what I got? I got one of these Qualo, Qalo. It's like a rubberized ring, and I keep my real one in my safe at home.
Yeah. I think that might be what I'm going to do from now on.
No, but I'm a guy, so it's different.
Yeah.
You know, I get it.
Well, I am going to do something. I am going to do something, Colin. I just have to figure out what that is.
This is a fabulous story. People were all over, because I saw it on social media. It was on, I think, it was on Channel 4's website. Somebody else did it. I put it out there. People were getting back to me that were like, what can we do? Your phone number was out there on Facebook. So I'm glad it had an incredible end. So go get that. And I appreciate touching base with you. And I'm so happy it had a happy ending, Maddie. Aww. And we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Colin, and you have a great holiday season, and I really appreciate you, and I appreciate everybody. I appreciate Pittsburgh. Go Stellars!
Absolutely. That's a fantastic story. I set the interview up today at like noon. She was beside her. She still had not found her ring. Had no idea. Didn't think she was ever going to get it back. She just texted me at 4:35, 4:40, and was like, oh my gosh, a neighbor just found it. Do you still want me to come on? I said, yes! You got to tell everybody you found it so they quit searching for it. But what an incredible, incredible story. I'm so happy for that lady.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.